Hi there. Today I'm going to discuss a bit about one of the articles which I have posted. And I got a few responses in terms of people reaching out and ask a few more questions about how do I navigate in sales when we talk about pitching, selling, or providing solutions for any AI products. I put some thought before writing this article, and I'll share you in a moment about how exactly we drive some motivation, specifically for the executives who are working on this on these technologies, and we are coming in front of them and saying that, okay, here is some of the features and some of the bells and whistles of this product or this solution. Kindly invest more. Well, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And as we go towards the era of the artificial intelligence, there are a plethora of solutions available. And we have to really work on the right strategy, which would be a win-win situation, both for the vendor and the client. So let's dive deeper on some of the use cases. And specifically, what I'm going to cover today is not only about some of the article which I mentioned, but also how exactly some of the responses you can provide to the executives, which makes sense. And it's all centered around articulating it adequately. There are people who can go on monologue without gasping for breath. And there are people who may not be able to understand what customer is actually asking for and pitch it nevertheless. So these are some of the things which we are going to discuss. And I'm sure that you will find some value in this video about how to respond to certain questions. So there would be some live questions and how the answer, I'll give you some of the possible answers, which obviously you can tweak around. So let's get started. And let me share my screen to showcase what exactly I was talking about. And share screen. And there we go. So this is the article which I recently wrote down. And you can see here some of the budgetary constraints which most of the executives ask. Whenever you go, they say, we don't have budget. And a lot of people, and specifically who are sellers, have those dilemma like, okay, customer is not interested because of financial situations. How exactly you're going to navigate those tough waters? So I try to kind of provide, and maybe I'll open an immersive reader view here, some of the questions which we delve into. One of the highlight which I mentioned and would I like to start to set a tone on this conversation is when we talk to the executives about why we invest in those AI solutions. And for this conversation, I'm trying to put Microsoft a Copilot for security. Now, some of the examples and the numbers which I have taken is fictitious. So there's no relation with what exactly is coming. By the way, at the time of this recording, I think it's just like a couple of days remaining when we have the general availability of Microsoft Copilot for security. So exciting times. So let's get ready for providing some value to the customers. So as you can see on the screen, we will specifically talk about KPIs. Why? Because executives want some return of investment. If they are, for example, and here for the sake of example, if I say that if they are buying Microsoft Copilot for security for $30 per person, the question is $30 would give them a solid return of investment? How that particular executive find that money? If that executive and CFO in this scenario goes out and talk to the board of directors, what are those key metrics, key talking points that that CFO would make to make a compelling argument and receive the approval of funding? So these are some of the things which we should be taking care of. So key performance indicators are is one of the most important thing which we have to understand. And this is exactly the North Star of this article about how we can find these key performance indicators or KPIs and how exactly these KPIs can lead to a successful mutual consent agreement and henceforward the benefit for both vendor and the customer. I have, so if I could just go back to the regular view. I'm a big fan of providing some of these conversations example, because a lot of people ask, like, there are a lot of articles about best practices, but they would like to know a bit about how those conversations looks like. Now, there are nuances. There may be possibility that these conversations may not be applicable to you, but the whole intent is not exactly giving you a solution, but providing you a direction. So keeping that mindset and those intent in mind, these are some of the conversations which we went through about working on the KPIs, how the cost analysis benefits works. So let me try to, I mean, this article is definitely would be up for you to review. I would really appreciate if you can comment on these articles. So let's quickly get into some of the life examples on how exactly, if there's a question from an executive, how would a seller in this conversation would respond to? So let me stop recording here first. And so some of the questions which mostly they will ask. So first of all, the first question. CFO mentioned that our budget is pretty tight. And how do I justify this expenditure? I'm totally sold on the value proposition of artificial intelligence, Microsoft Copilot for security in this example. However, I have to approve some budget. So how exactly you justify that? So what now in this question, we have to understand that you have to give some talking points and maybe some backup deck material or whatever the case may be to the CFO to make a compelling argument to approve these fundings. So maybe the seller response would be something like, understandably, the budget constraints can be a major concern, and it is a major concern in your case. So let's consider an immediate efficiency gain. So for instance, working or integrating Microsoft Copilot for security, we can automate around 40% at the get-go, the 40% of your routine security monitoring tasks that currently consumes hundreds of hours per month. And this not only frees up your team to focus on the strategic initiatives, but also significantly reduce the risk of costly security breach henceforth. So think of it not just as an expense, but as a strategic move to optimize your current resources and enhance the security in one investment. Coming out from the role play. So the seller, what exactly I did? I try to provide a pivot or a talking point to the CFO, making sure that how exactly this particular investment is not only reducing risk overall, the probable security breach expenses, but also it provides some efficiency. How much? It's 40% at this point. So we are providing some numbers. We are providing some clear goals. So let's go on to the next question. The CFO concern is, How? I mean, I understand, Saurabh, what you're saying, but how exactly we can make sure that we have a real impact? You're talking about the impact, you're talking about the 40% efficiency, but how? So now the seller response, so listen carefully, or what the seller's response is, and then we will quickly revisit that. So seller says this: let's quantify this impact by trying directly or tying, sorry, directly to your business outcome. So for example, if I reduce the mean time for resolution for these security incidents, and if that is the goal, consider Microsoft Copilot for Security, which can streamline the incident response processes, potentially cutting down the resolution time by 50%. Now, this directly impacts not only you, but your customer trust, consequently, the customer retention rates whom you're serving for. And in the industry of yours, the trust is paramount. So this will translate to significant revenue protection and growth over time. So coming out again from the role play, what exactly the seller was trying? It tries to see that it brings the attention of CFO that we are trying the impact. We quantify this impact in order to measure growth. And how exactly we do that, we will try to understand what are your North Stars, what are your business outcomes, and then tie it with quantifying measured growth when you implement Microsoft Copilot for Security. And then not only that, the seller went on to provide some example. And these examples, how exactly the seller got it. He did a lot of thorough research, and we will come back on that as well, on some of the previous work, which we are assuming at this point, like how seller is coming with all these numbers. So when he mentions about cutting down resolution time by 50%, customer retentions, and then future goals about significant revenue protection and growth over time, it makes CFO think that, okay, it making sense. I have some immediate goals which I can showcase growth. Because if I say that, yeah, maybe 3, 4, 5 years down the line, you will see or you will forecast, that will not hold much. That is not a strong, I would say, conversation. You have to showcase some immediate gains in order to make sure that the CFO in this case builds some trust on you and asks more questions. And that exactly happened. We did discuss a few things about how to spread this cost in different departments. And the question from the CFO was like, how can we do that? How we can spread this cost across different departments and make it more manageable? Now, this is a very good question from CFO, and also a good way of the sellers to ask these questions to the CFOs or other decision makers as well. And the question is something like, if we implement Microsoft Copilot for Security, and you said there is a budgetary constraint, is there any possibility that we can spread this cost amongst different departments, provided we showcase value and return of investment? What do you think? Most of the time, CFO says, yes, let's go. Let's try to kind of explore more. So, one of the answers seller can provide is this. Yeah, exactly. Here's how it not only benefits the IT in your case, but also benefits the HR, sales, and customer service. For example, in HR, it enhances the data protection, safeguarding some of the employee information and the compliance and privacy regulations. For sales and customers service, it also ensures that you have a minimum downtime, and the system is robust and secure because you are getting all the data in a timely fashion. And also, when you get that timely fashion data and response on time, it enhances your customer trust as well. And by these distributing costs, we are distributing the benefits. And this is an important line. When we mention about distribution of the costs, when we try to kind of decipher and peel these onion layers of who would benefit how, and what would be those compelling stories and arguments to present, we have to mention that by distributing the costs, we are also distributing the benefits and turning this investment into some sort of a pillar of your organization's efficiency and resiliency. There's a lot to cover on this, but I'll stop here so that I hope I'm trying to give you some kind of a direction to think and explore. Now, the next thing is, after listening to all this, maybe CFO would be, okay, I understood what we are talking about. We have to bring cross-departmental assistance, sharing the cost if possible, also trying to showcase some of the KPIs and measure growth. Now, can you show me some projections as well, which align to my KPIs? Now, just think from the perspective of the CFO. CFO is interested, and he's asking these questions to ensure that the seller not only provide him answers, but provide in such a way that that answers the CFO can provide and or maybe relay those information to other decision makers to get some traction and the confidence and approval. So how exactly those things can be done? And that is why it's very important to have an understanding of the KPIs. So here is the seller's response. Let's work together to develop a customized ROI projection. We start by identifying few of the specific KPIs and operational costs related to your security incidents and some of the inefficiencies. We will use data from similar deployments. We can project some of the Microsoft Copilot for security, project how exactly it will reduce costs and improve the KPIs. And these kind of tailored projections not only routinely outline some of the potential costs, but also highlight the strategic value behind these numbers, like improve employee satisfactions, reduction in some of the routine mundane tasks, and enhancing some of the customer trust with the better security. Now towards the last thing. In these all conversations, it's very important that you should be having a good storytelling approach. And how exactly you can do that is maybe getting some real life examples, which will boost up or have a more emotional weight when we try to pitch in these solutions. So maybe something like a seller come back. Okay, let me share you a story of a client similar to you, facing a tight budgetary constraint, yet they are plagued by escalating security threats. After deploying the Microsoft Security Copilot for security, they not only saw a 30% reduction in security incident resolution, but also noticeable improvement in the team morale. Their IT staff, previously overwhelmed, now focus on innovation rather than always on firefighting mode. This shift not only improved their security posture, but also become a key factor in the market differentiation. So these are some of the examples, and I would say that you can go ahead and re-listen some of the ways you can, some of the talking track. Again, this is not exactly and word to word. You have to apply your own wisdom and try to make sure that you understand what exactly is CFO or the customer is coming from, and try to tailor-made these things. So what exactly we did in a nutshell, we are providing the value of Microsoft Copilot for security, making it not just another line item in the budget, but a strategic investment in company's future. and why, how exactly we always, in a quick summary, we talk about some immediate efficiency gain, how it ties to the business outcome, cross-departmental value realizations, customized return of investment, and compelling storytelling. If you baked in all these things and have those arguments, I'm very sure that you will keep the needle moving, keep the conversations ongoing, and get great success in the organization and in your career as well. So now a quick, so at the end, if you really like this video, kindly reshare. I made it specifically for LinkedIn here, because a lot of people ask about expanding a bit more on this. So please reshare if you really like. If you do not, or you have different opinion, please provide through the comments so that we can kind of further brainstorm. That being said, thank you so much for taking your time to learn, understand about how to articulate your vision and tell a story. Remember one thing, when you interact and converse between two human beings, you are not only interacting on the business, you are working toward the psychological aspects as well. So take each and everything into consideration, and all the best for your future endeavors. Have a great one.